What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, July 19th, 2016 here. And, of course, tomorrow's the anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing and the landing of Viking 1 on Mars. We'll be talking about that tomorrow. A little walk down memory lane, as it were. Now, obviously, top news, the Republican convention is still going on. A lot of turmoil and chaos. But in the middle of all of that, they're still managing to actually get some work done. And Donald Trump has blocked the GOP platform plank, which would have sent lethal weapons to Ukraine to use on the eastern Ukrainian republics. And, of course, all those Republican war hawks are out there. How can you do this? How can you do this? Where are our entire powers? We have to send weapons and kill people. You know what I think? I think we ought to take all these war hawks who think war with Russia is a good idea. In both parties. All the parties. Okay, give them parachutes. Give them rifles. Parachute them right into Red Square. Your problem now, Putin. We don't want to deal with these people anymore. But it's proof. Donald Trump wants to go back to being friends with Russia and China, wants to engage in trade. So there you are. Already we're into the convention, and he's already acting on one of his promises. Now, Melania got her chance at the microphone last night, came on up with a barb against Hillary, saying that Donald will never be bought, which is, of course, something we all know about. He's got his own money. He doesn't need money coming in from anybody. Whereas Hillary is a classic money junkie. Doesn't matter how much she's got, she's going to have more, and she'll sell out anything at all to get that. Now, there was a bit of a goof where Melania's speech apparently seemed to paraphrase closely, if not plagiarize, something from Michelle Obama in 2008. And a lot of people are wondering if somebody pulled another dirty trick, because as you're probably already aware, these speeches are prepared by professional speech writers. They don't write their own speeches, and they get on up there. And given this open door to an accusation of plagiarism, which, by the way, politicians do all the time, it's not a huge scandal about that. Plus the lack of personal anecdotes, which is usually the hallmark of a family member's speech at these conventions. A lot of people are thinking that somebody swapped that speech at the last second, an infiltrator inside Donald Trump's camp. And again, dirty tricks, just like Richard Nixon pulled. And if you're wondering what I'm talking about, you need to go back and actually read the book, All the President's Men. Because in the movie, as good as the movie is, it doesn't go into details about some of the stuff they would do. In terms of these dirty tricks. And it was stuff like this. Swap a speech, call up and cancel a venue for an event. You know, say, I'm calling from somebody's campaign here. We've changed our mind. We're going to a different venue. And then the rally would show up and the doors would be locked. I mean, that kind of stuff goes on all the time. That stuff goes on all the time. All righty, let's see. We're going to take a phone call. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, Mike, I didn't have a problem with her speech. I kind of disagreed with that Navy SEAL guy, though, because he goes, the world's a dark place and we're the only light. Well, the world's a dark place because we created it.
You're absolutely right. But again, when you're talking about a political convention and a political speech, you have to walk that fine line between what you really think the people need to know and what they're ready to listen to. And I've often said the art of being a rabble rouser is knowing what the rabble is ready to hear. Otherwise, you trigger a defensive mechanism and they just tune right on out. And Americans still want to believe we're the greatest nation on earth. In fact, that ties in very, very closely with Donald's campaign message of Make America Great Again. And so I don't think you're going to have anybody getting up on that podium and saying, you know, the world is a terrible place and it's all the fault of the United States. That's just not practical politics.
Hey, did you hear anything about, like, Wayne Mattson says there's going to be, after Ted Cruz speaks tonight, there's going to be, like, walkouts. Did you hear anything else?
I haven't heard anything about that. We've already had walkouts. I think Ohio walked out, Colorado walked out. Everybody is grandstanding, trying to force an issue. Unless a huge number of delegates are about to go rogue, which would probably trigger lawsuits at the state level, that first ballot should hand Donald Trump the nomination. And I don't know if all of these dump Trump people, the 12% who want him out and don't care if Hillary gets the White House, I don't know if they really still think they have a chance of getting him out, or if they're going through the motions to prove to their sponsors that they really did try as hard as they could.
And Mike, on that, I want to switch gears real quick. On that Baton Rouge shooting, with Deion, did you see any of the close-up pictures of the shooter with the ski mask on? He had there's a company over here that makes, that was no AR-15, that was a ISI Tavor, or it's actually over here, the IWI Tavor. It's made in Israel, that's a bullpup close combat rifle. That's not a sniper rifle, that's not an AR-15, that is a Tavor, if you see the close-ups of that rifle.
Well, you know, there have been so many of these shootings, and they just had another one in Kansas City just a few minutes ago. They're starting to blur together, and I find myself tuning out on them. They've gone back to this well too many times. You know, right now I'd kind of like to stay focused on the convention and the politics, and mostly, you know, Hillary's numbers are taking a nosedive over the trust issues. And I think we need to put our effort on that, on getting on out and talking to people and saying it doesn't matter what Hillary tells you from that podium, that if you vote for her, she will make sure you have free ice cream for life. She'll never keep that promise. You cannot take anything Hillary says at face value. And in contrast, of course, Donald Trump comes out of the world of business. He's not a career politician. And in the world of business, your word is your bond. If you get a reputation for not keeping your promises, you're out of business. And that's the way Donald Trump has been raised. Whereas Hillary, being a professional politician, they lie about everything from the moment they wake up to the moment they go to bed, because that's what they do. That's what gets them what they want.
Exactly. Yeah, it's Hillary just wants to be president for Hillary, not for everybody, like they said last night.
Oh, yeah, she's just caught up in the glory about, you know, she's going to be the first female president of the United States of America. And, you know, and of course, it's going to open up the doors for more of this corruption that we saw during her husband's term in office and since. Her attitude is, you know, once she's president, she owns the country and she's going to do whatever she wants with it for her own profitability. She is a money junkie. Look how much money she's got, and she still cannot control her appetite for more.
Well, if she loses, I think the next the Democrats will roll out is a transgender midget to run for office.
Well, Hillary's got the nomination. There's absolutely no question. I'm going to suspect that all of these lawsuits that have been filed over all the Democratic primary fraud are somehow going to get postponed and delayed until after the election. Or at least until after the elections are certified, at which point all of the physical ballots get destroyed. In fact, they're already destroying them down in San Diego, and that's illegal. They're shredding those provisional ballots because a lawsuit's been filed down there to force the counting of those provisional ballots, because there were more provisional ballots than Hillary got votes, and it could reverse the outcome. And, I mean, the whole thing stinks from top to bottom.
Well, it's only illegal for people who've are allowed to follow, or have to follow the law. It's not illegal for those who are above the law. That's the difference.
Well, you know, I'm one of those old-fashioned paleoconservatives that the laws are supposed to be for everybody, and including Ms. Hillary. Okay?
Yeah, unfortunately. All right, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks a lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Now, while Donald Trump is over at the convention, and Hillary is out there, she's gone back to campaigning in the swing states because she's sinking in the polls in those critical swing states. And so she's out there campaigning, and you can almost see the desperation in the campaign. She's out there trying to fight her image as being part of this establishment, and she's gone back to the vagina vote issue. You know, of course I'm not part of the establishment. I'm a woman. And apparently having female genitalia is revolutionary, according to Clinton. So we posted a list of other famous vaginas throughout history, including Lizzie Borden, Ursa Bat Bathory, and the Manson girls, as a reminder that being a woman does not necessarily make you a better human being, doesn't make you more moral. In fact, the only reason Lizzie Borden got off was the then prevalent social belief that women just couldn't do these kinds of things. So, moving on here. Now then, interestingly enough, Congress, or at least some members of Congress, are going to bypass the Department of Justice and the FBI. They've gone directly to a U.S. Attorney Channing Phillips to open an investigation to determine whether Hillary Clinton committed perjury when she testified under oath before Congress. Now, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who I thought was supposed to be stepping down as chair of the Democratic National Committee, but she still lingers on, kind of like the heartburn after a really cheap bowl of chili. And Debbie Wasserman Schultz is saying Hillary Clinton didn't lie to Congress about her emails. She's saying it's a difference of opinion, really. And they understand they're stuck here because there's no difference of opinion. Hillary said there was nothing marked classified on her server. The FBI found lots of classified information. Hillary testified under oath. She turned over all her work-related emails. The FBI found work emails on her server that had not been turned over. Hillary stated that the reason for the private email server, she wanted to use one device for convenience. And the FBI reported she was using multiple devices, which we knew. We had pictures of her with the BlackBerry and the iPhone and the tablet and all of that stuff. There's no gray area there. Hillary's statements before Congress were simply not true. And now you have Loretta Lynch out there saying, well, lying under oath may not really be a crime. Of course it is. Lying under oath, perjury, which also does apply to testimony before Congress, carries with it an up to 5-year prison sentence, in order that people will be very, very cautious about lying to the court, to the Congress. If lying under oath isn't a crime, then why do we even bother with the oath? That's what that whole ritual is all about. When you take that oath to tell the truth, you are acknowledging if you are caught in a lie, you understand you will go to jail for a very long time and pay a huge fine. And Hillary understands she's vulnerable on this. More and more people are saying if she lied to the Congress, of course she's going to lie to the people. Lying to the people doesn't have any penalties. If she lies to the people, she doesn't go to jail. She doesn't pay a fine. There have been politicians who've gone on out and defended lying to the voters as protected speech under the First Amendment, which is absurd. The First Amendment is there to protect the truth, not to protect lies. But that's how absurd this whole situation is. And there's another scandal out there people are forgetting right now. Everyone's focused on the emails and the server and the possible espionage that was going on. But while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, $6 billion, with a B, vanished without a trace from the State Department. And that needs to be looked into. Where did that money go? Into the Clinton Foundation? Let's take a phone call. Steve in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, at the redefining of the language, redefining of the terms of perjury by Loretta Lynch, that's amazing. But, you know, they've been doing it all along, redefining what the definition of is, but that's not what I called about. I called about the speech, stump speech that Hillary did the other day, talking about she was pandering to the black vote, of course. She panders to anybody who's in a crowd of race, no doubt about it, but she was about what the statistics of black children dying before a certain age versus a white child. And you just have to go back to the statistics in, the last 6 months in Chicago, over 2,000 murders of black people at the hands of other black people, but she fails to recognize or even mention that the black-on-black death is high.
No, because it's
not my fault.
She's pushing that race issue. And we know that she's trying to fan that up because she thinks if she can get the black people angry enough with the white people, they will vote her into the White House, And then she'll paint it black. Who knows what the heck is going to go on with all the pandering. But that's what she's trying to do. She's trying to create division in order to capitalize on that division so that people aren't really thinking about her qualifications or lack thereof to be president. I mean, even if we take FBI Director Comey's testimony at face value, he basically painted Hillary Clinton as a very reckless, sloppy, negligent person. And we can't have somebody like that holding those keys to the nuclear warheads.
Right. Yeah, hey, thanks, Michael.
All right, thanks a lot for the phone call. MSNBC's Matthews are out there saying people aren't going to vote for Clinton. They don't like the way things are going, and they see Hillary Clinton as a continuation of the status quo. Susan Sarandon said exactly the same thing. She was being interviewed, and the interviewer said, well, I assume you're going to vote for Hillary Clinton, and Susan Sarandon said no. And the interviewer was surprised. Well, I mean, she's a woman candidate, and you're a woman. Why wouldn't you vote for her? And Susan Sarandon said, a vote for Hillary Clinton is a vote for the status quo, and the status quo is not working. And that's exactly what's going on. And Hillary's trying to get away from this image of being part of the establishment by saying, I'm a woman. Of course I'm not part of the establishment. She's been at the heart of the darkest heart of our establishment, going all the way back to Iran-Contra. So Hillary's doing that speech at the NAACP, and she's talking about the killing of black people. And as our caller pointed out, most black people are killed by other black people. And the statistics show that when the police murder an innocent American, they're murdering twice as many whites, almost twice as many whites as blacks, because they're so afraid of the negative publicity of killing a black person. But if they kill a white person, gets nothing in the corporate media, and that's why more white people are being killed by the police. Hillary's also out there saying white Americans need to do a better job recognizing their privilege. She's hopping on that bandwagon of white privilege, and it must go away. And it's reverse racism is what it is. And you know something? It's not really working. Because rather amazing development reported over at Government Slaves. Apparently, 14 conservative Hispanic leaders signed a letter saying they will back Donald Trump. Mostly because they don't believe Hillary Clinton can be trusted with any of her promises regarding immigration. With Donald Trump, they know what they're going to get. With Hillary, you can't. She changes what she says at every new speech venue. And she's a proven liar, even under oath. Hillary's out there doing the classic pot calling the kettle black, saying Donald Trump is the most dangerous presidential candidate ever. But she is. If she gets the White House, it's going to be more war, more economic predation on the people, more corruption, more Wall Street favoritism. Now, Guccifer, too, has come out with another email dump from the Democratic National Committee servers that he hacked into and found confirmation. Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the Democratic National Committee have been rigging the state Democratic primaries for Hillary Clinton all along. Now, it's not being reported in the corporate media because they are part and parcel to this campaign to convince us that Hillary Clinton needs to be the president of the United States of America. And she's absolutely the last person that should be president of the United States of America. If we get to November and that presidential ballot has Hillary Clinton and Godzilla, that lizard gets my vote. That's where we are on this. Yet another lawsuit has been filed to force a count of all the ballots in all these states where there was all this skullduggery going on. States where Bernie Sanders actually won the popular vote and somehow Hillary Clinton came out with more delegates. They weren't even trying to hide what was going on. It was like Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Hillary came on out and said, yeah, we're going to steal the election, but if you're loyal Americans and loyal Democrats, you'll just sit down and shut up and not pay any attention. We got to take a break for commercials and we'll be right back.
husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Roberts and Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts and Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760. Or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Poor water quality is a major health issue, and it's only getting worse. Municipalities can't keep up, standards have dropped, and pollutants are increasing. Where does it all end? It ends by keeping the pollutants outside of your home with HydroCare's advanced systems available at Wave Home Solutions. No less than the best purification materials and processes have been developed by HydroCare to provide you with healthy, clean water for drinking, cooking, and showering. HydroCare far surpasses the competition in removing chlorine, odors, iron, lead, chemicals, limescale, and much more. Don't settle for less when it comes to your water. We'll take care of the toughest water problems for you, whether it's from a city or well source. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-WAVE. Or go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show. Now, as you know, all last week, we were hearing these dire warnings that Black Lives Matter was going to disrupt the Republican National Convention. There was going to be panic in the streets, and the city of Cleveland was buying all this new stuff, and there were court fights about what they could do. And according to Fox 8, there are some protesters around the Republican National Convention, but nowhere near as many as were being forecast, and it's not as violent as anybody was concerned it was going to be. Like I said, when those bikers for Trump showed up, the Black Lives Matter and the new Black Panthers, they just toned right down, got nice and polite and quiet and respectable. So let's talk about Turkey. Things are kind of spiraling out of control over there. There's even talk that Turkey may be kicked out of NATO, which I think would be a good thing because NATO needs to start getting whittled down to manageable size. We're now finding out that apparently Turkish intelligence caught wind that a coup was coming. And because that got out, the timeline for the coup was pushed up. It wasn't supposed to happen until the early hours of July 16th. And then somebody said, Turkey's government knows it's about to happen. And they said, let's just go for it now. And that was one of the reasons it was so uncoordinated and the reason that it failed. Now, there was that story a while ago about all these helicopters that are missing from the military inventory. And now there's an article coming out from the Express in Great Britain. Turkey in hunt for Red October-style race to find rebel Navy commanders still at sea. And they're talking about how there are 14 missing Turkish naval ships along with those helicopters. And where are they? We've got to find them. I know where they are. They're up in the Baltic. They're all taking part in Operation Sea Breeze. It was announced in the media that Turkey was sending forces to take part in those games. That's where they are. Big deal over there. Now, needless to say, Erdogan has taken advantage of this situation. It's an unprecedented anti-democratic crackdown in Turkey. He's fired all the university deans and suspended 21,000 private school teachers. He's acting like a tyrant. He's acting like a dictator. And whoever was behind this coup, and I still think it was the CIA, they have succeeded in transforming a borderline democratic nation into another Islamic dictatorship, which is supposed to be the bad guys. Now, Turkish officials are still blocking all access to that airbase where all the nuclear weapons are. The city power is still cut off. They're still running on backup generators. And because of the no-fly zone, they can't fly any missions out of that base to either Syria or Iraq. So the campaign against ISIS is now shut down, which for those who are the secret backers of ISIS is actually a good thing. And Turkey still hasn't quite settled down. Apparently, there are anti-government protesters, and it's resulted in clashes between police. This taking place in Istanbul. They're having to use tear gas. So this idea that the Turkish people as a whole were supporting Erdogan doesn't appear to be accurate. I would say probably the Muslims are in favor of him, and the ones who don't want to be Muslim are not. It's a broad brush, but I think that's the way it's going to be breaking down. Meanwhile, the top Turkish official in charge of the campaign against ISIS has been found dead. Details are still coming in on that, but the purge seems to be happening. The analysis of what's been going on is moving forward over at Global Research in Canada. They're saying post-coup Turkey will be distinctly Eurasian. It was already starting to cozy up to Russia and China, even started to be friends with Israel and pull away from Western influence. That may have been the motive for this very hasty attempt at a coup d'etat. Because if Turkey goes over to the other side, that's the centerpiece of power projection in that part of the world for the United States. And this botched coup has only accelerated that departure of Turkey. Now, over at XinhaoNet, they're talking about this tightrope that the United States... Oh, we got to take another break. We'll be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others. And you're welcome to call in.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about this growing fight between Turkey and the United States over Fethullah Gulen, who is this cleric, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, currently living in Pennsylvania. And he has been linked to CIA, and Turkey is convinced that this Gulen was the mastermind of this coup attempt, and they're demanding his extradition. And this has put the United States in a very awkward position because Turkey is basically saying, without the extradition of Gulen, there is no more alliance between Turkey and the United States. Now, the United States does not want to extradite Gulen for two reasons. First and foremost, because he is linked with the CIA, Turkey will wring all the secrets out of him and then put him on public display as proof of Washington, D.C.'s treachery. And, of course, the United States government doesn't want to be seen as caving in to such a demand from a foreign government. So the only way out for the United States, and I'm sorry, Mr. Gulen, But he's going to get really, really depressed and go for a walk in Fort Marcy Park and decide to kill himself. Or he's going to have a sudden case of small plane itis or something else, where the U.S. can send the dead body over to Turkey for proper, merciful funeral services and the rest of it. That's the only way out of this political trap. They're really stuck. And in any event, it may be too little, too late. TASS is reporting that Erdogan has made phone calls both to Putin and to Hassan Rouhani, saying Turkey is now ready to restore regional peace together with Iran and Russia. This is a major body check to U.S. foreign policy in the region. The U.S. has botched this coup d'etat, and as a result, they just lost the keystone to their entire Middle Eastern domination policy. This is a major, major setback. It may be the death blow to this agenda to dollariferize all of the Middle East. And this gets us to an article over at the Cato Institute that really says it all. The mess in Turkey only underscores why the United States should avoid foreign meddling, especially in cases where it doesn't really serve a critical need. There may be times where you need to meddle to head off a war, but to go in and meddle, to tinker with the economies, to make a fast buck, you're courting disaster. And it looks like they've got one on their hands right now. And the fallout from all of this is starting to cascade all around the world. Over in Russian Georgia, as opposed to American South Georgia, the Georgians are looking at all that's been going on, and all of a sudden they're getting cold feet about potentially merging with NATO or the European Union or any of these other Atlanticist institutions. And they're starting to say, you know, we might be better off pivoting back to Russia, because Russia's making deals, and the U.S. and Europe are making wars, and even Europe is getting cool on that idea. Now, down in Syria, another article coming out of Global Research in Canada. Syria's moderate rebels are not moderate, and they're not rebels. And it's basically pointing out that the so-called moderate rebels that our government continues to openly support are committing horrific war crimes. And they are not genuinely Syrian rebels. Most of them are foreign mercenaries. 95% of the so-called Syrian Free Army are not Syria. It's a mercenary hired army attempting to overthrow a government under the guise of a popular uprising. And they've been trying to play this scam for 5 years now. Now, while the U.S. forces, NATO forces, are trapped on that base in Turkey and cannot launch, Russian bombers have dealt a devastating blow to the terrorists, allowing the Syrian army to complete the encirclement of Aleppo. Their supply lines are cut off. Their lines of retreat are cut off. This could be pretty much the beginning of the end of the war in Syria. Meanwhile, down in Iraq, people are starting to look at what's going on down there, starting to tally up the bodies. How many bodies? How many people? How many civilians have been killed by these U.S. wars in Iraq? And they're saying it's easily over a million. It's easily over a million. Now, as you know, when the Chilkat report came on out, the International Criminal Court came on out and said, well, we're going to prosecute some of the lower-level soldiers for war crimes, but we can't touch Tony Blair. We absolutely cannot. Well, that's not the end of it. Apparently, the families of all those British soldiers who were killed in Iraq are crowdfunding to be able to launch a massive civil litigation against Tony Blair and sue him for the wrongful death of their family members. And they have grounds. Because Tony Blair lied the nation into war, the war is illegal. Fraud negates consent. Same thing that George Bush did with his claims about yellow cake uranium and how Iraq was tied in with 9/11 and Iraq had nuclear weapons. They're open to civil litigation. And I hope these people over in Great Britain get their crowdfunding together, hire the very best lawyers they can, and sue Tony Blair for every single illegal cent that he has got. I might even chip in a few bucks myself. Story coming out of Global Research again. The United States is getting ready to set up 5 military bases in the Kurdistan region. And these bases are being set up in places that would guard the soon-to-be-created borders of the new Kurdistan, which is going to be carved out of Iraq and Syria. And obviously, the United States has not bothered asking whether Syria and Iraq or even Turkey are okay with this idea of having large chunks of their nations whacked off and made into a new nation by the United States. We're back into that whole foreign meddling thing. Meanwhile, up in Ukraine, the Russian FSB arrested a spy who was using the OSCE as a cover, working there as a translator. And based on his testimony, they're basically saying OSCE is riddled with Western spies that are working against the Eastern Ukrainian republics. They're not an objective third-party examination analysis group. They're part of the problem. And the whole world is on the verge of this global revolt against the oligarchs. Over in Slovakia, there are massive protests now demanding the Slovakian Prime Minister and Interior Minister resign over the corruption in their country. The whole world is waking up. It's going to be a global revolt against the oligarchs. Wouldn't that be something for the history books? The war to end the money junkies. That would be a good thing. Now, the new British Prime Minister, Theresa May, has rattled a lot of people by announcing she would have no hesitation to order nuclear strikes on other countries as a first strike. And apparently Parliament is already prepared to vote through new funding for increased nuclear weapons. Now, whether Theresa May is saying that just to prove how butch she is, or if she's sending a not very subtle warning to the European Union not to think about possibly reinvading Britain after the Brexit. But she's out there talking very, very tough. And I'm a little alarmed at how many people are starting to talk about nuclear weapons in a very casual, conversational, everyday kind of an attitude. Netanyahu is taking time away from his being investigated for money laundering to come on out and declare that the U.S. and Israel will conclude this military aid deal that they've been talking about, which is Israel demanding and the U.S. saying, okay, we'll give you more. Yeah, we'll give you more. Just don't shout that H word at us anymore. And Israel is whining and crying because apparently up in Germany, there's a university that has decided not to renew the employment contract of Dr. Samuel Salzborn, who has been held aloft in the media as a prominent academic expert in German anti-Semitism. Anytime Israel wants to claim that the German people have returned to anti-Semitism, this is the guy they go to. And the university has said, we're not going to renew his contract. We don't have any reason to renew the contract. And Israel's screaming, this is an insult. It's a crime. You know, we've got. Well, maybe, did you ever stop to think? We're all just sick and tired of hearing about something that supposedly happened before we were all born, which is inevitably followed by a demand for more free stuff for Israel. And it's worn out. We're kind of sick and tired of it. And apparently, this expert has made some very bizarre comments over the years. This Dr. Samuel Salzborn came on out and said those Israeli athletes who were murdered at the Munich Olympics deliberately sacrificed their lives. They put themselves in a position to be killed to draw the world's attention to the horror of terrorism and all the suffering of the Israelis. I really don't think those athletes were thinking along those lines. They were there to win the medals. So, let's see. Over in Bahrain, they're starting to strain at their leash as well. Bahrain is saying that the U.S. and U.K. criticism of their domestic policies, which are brutal, it's unacceptable interference. So the America's imperial empire appears to be fracturing, much as the way the Roman Empire did, as the provinces get restive and discover that Rome lost so many legions, they couldn't hold the empire together, and they started breaking off until eventually the Roman Empire split in two. And the Western Empire collapsed shortly thereafter, and the Eastern Empire lasted up until the Ottoman Empire. Now, as you know, on the same day as the Turkish failed coup d'etat, they finally released what we're being told are 28 classified pages from the original 9/11 report. They were heavily redacted, and they were put on out there, and they came and went. And now we're seeing the corporate media flooded by all these analysts who are apparently hoping you haven't read the actual 28 pages. Because they're out there saying, this proves Saudi Arabia did 9/11. We've got to deal with Saudi Arabia. They did 9/11. Those evil people over at Saudi Arabia, they did it. And, of course, if you read the actual 28 pages, there's nothing substantive in it. It's all rumor and innuendo. You know, the 9/11 pilots were in contact with somebody who may have been in contact with the Saudi prince's hairstylists, gardeners, lawyers, groundskeepers, chiropodist. I mean, they're going through 7 degrees of separation to try and make a link here. There's nothing substantive in it. And so I reposted my article, Debunking the Saudis Did 9/11. I'm going to ask you all to copy it off and flood it into your social media contacts. Because, again, if you want to know if you're being lied to, look for what should be there and isn't. And what isn't there is a motive for Saudi Arabia to do 9/11. Saudi Arabia has grown rich beyond dreams of Midas on that petrodollar deal. And as part of the petrodollar deal, they have reinvested much of that money back in the United States in direct investment in companies, loans, purchase of treasury bonds. The Saudis know if they did something like 9/11, the first thing the U.S. government's going to do is freeze all that money. The way the courts are already saying it's okay to take Iran's money for terror attacks, even though we can't prove Iran had anything to do with it. So the Saudis don't really have a motive. They're not going to kill the golden goose that has made them so rich, especially now when their economy is stressed by that poorly considered oil price war. They don't have a motive. And if Saudi Arabia got it into their heads that they wanted to hurt the United States of America, they don't need to crash planes into buildings to do it. All they have to do is ask for their money back. Refuse to roll it over. Say, we're going to dump our treasury bonds. We want our money back. And that could be the trigger that brings the entire U.S. economy down, because we're talking a significant amount of money. And it would be perfectly legal for Saudi Arabia to do that. And that's why this attempt to blame Saudi Arabia for 9/11 is absolute USDA choice bovine excrement. It's another attempt to protect Israel and the U.S. And it's another setting the stage for another intervention. Because by now the pattern should be obvious. Whoever the U.S. wants to invade and make war on, they were part of 9/11. First it was Afghanistan. And we went in and we wrecked Afghanistan, except for those opium poppy fields. They're doing great. And then they said, oops, we were wrong. It wasn't Afghanistan. It was Iraq. And we went into Iraq and we wrecked that place, except for the oil fields. And now they're saying, oh, we were wrong. It wasn't Iraq after all. It was Saudi Arabia. It's a repeating pattern. We've seen it so many times before. So let's get into the economic news now. Story coming out of Investment Watch blog. This is the end of the game. Corporate defaults are surging across the globe. Companies are going out of business. In large part, that's because of the collapse of the consumer economy. And the consumer economy has collapsed because, as part of the New World Order agenda, all of our lifestyles around the world have to be crushed down to the lowest common denominator so they can drop the borders. And that means we don't have any money to spend. And if we don't have money to go down to the shopping malls and buy what they're selling, the malls are going to close. And the manufacturers that make those products are going to go out of business. And that's exactly what's happening. It was an ill-considered policy. Confidence in the U.S. economy has slumped to a multi-year low, according to Gallup. Over in Europe, their economics confidence is at the lowest point in the last 4 years. We all know what's going on here, and all the happy talk and soaring manipulated stock markets aren't going to change that. We have to take a break for commercials. We got a caller waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
Ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Robert in North Carolina. Aloha, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike. I'm talking on my headphones. Can you hear me well?
Oh, you sound great.
Okay. I like Apple products. Here's the thing. I have to disagree with you on the collapse of the dollar and what Saudi Arabia could do to us. We hold the Trump card, and that is the petrodollar, and the SWIFT system could stop them. There's really nothing anyone can do. What will happen in the future is if maybe we go to a gold standard and FDRs, perhaps there's something they could do there. But our Federal Reserve could stop almost any transaction that they wanted to. So really nobody could stop.
Well, let me disagree with that, because without a justification for doing it, you know, if Saudi Arabia says we want our money back and the government and the Federal Reserve block it, then everybody who's got money in the United States is going to start demanding it right then and there. The political costs exceed the financial gain.
Well, again, we've got these aircraft carriers and the Godrod, and really no one's going to stop them from doing that. And I have to disagree with you about a couple other things. I generally like your show. Usually you'll hang up on me and say, I'll let you go here. So don't do that.
It's my show.
Yeah, I know it's your show, but it's my call. So here's the deal. We've got a system set in place that everybody is trapped in. You know, for instance, there's another show that I found out on your Republic Broadcasting, which when you log on to it, it doesn't come up. I have to listen to you through the video because the call-in number is so staticky. But she talks about, and this is something I talked to you about before, is that for all intent and purposes, we are under national emergency. And you made the statement last week that, oh, watch out, we could have trouble out there. It could be the day of rage or whatever. And this is all Obama needs to put in martial law. Well, we already have a functional martial law. And they want to make sure we're functioning like a gulag casino, and we have to take risks to make money, and you're in an open-air prison, and they want you to pay your taxes. But then you go ahead and say things like, oh, yeah, and he'll invoke martial law.
The difference is, you know, it's a covert dictatorship. And what they're looking for is a transition to an overt dictatorship where the American people say, oh, okay, this is the new reality, and we have to adapt to it. Because while the dictatorship is covert, it's weak and it's in danger from people who are standing up and saying, hey, you're not following the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They do, from the point of view of the American people. Yes, a government that does not comply with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights is neither legal nor legitimate. And that's the issue that they're trying to get around, is how they can re-legitimize themselves even though they are not following the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Because their authority rests on that Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And if there is no Constitution and Bill of Rights, there's no legal government in this country. Anyway, Robert, yes. I'm going to cut you off here, but only because we got to do our top of the hour station identification. We'll be right back.
My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract. And in some cases,
help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.